Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, I don't know if you know Shaquille O'Neal. You two probably won't, but Paul will.
How, Mara? We know Shaquille O'Neal.
I've got no faith. Juliet Joseph, do you know Shaquille O'Neal?
Just continue with the story.
You don't, hey?
Continue. Who is she? Tell us.
You see, it's a she.
She, wow.
Who is it? What is it? Are you going to tell us or not?
Juliet Joseph, is it somebody? So Shaquille O'Neal is a basketball player. Giants. He used to play for Orlando Magic and then Lakers, etc. and so on, right? All anyway, right. He's a business person now. Currently owns about 50 restaurants, right? So he owns... Come here, let me see. Okay, so his brand is called Big Chicken. He owns 40 of those. Mm. Then he's got 9 Papa John's stores and then 1 Krispy Kreme store. Previously, he used to own 155 stores of 5 Guys. Right?
Really?
Yeah, he's on 155 of those. And then what he did was he actually changed because he wanted to buy into Reebok.
Yeah.
So he had to sell those and buy Reebok.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, when he went to his chicken stores, yeah, one of the 40, he bought chicken and he paid it the $100 note. And the cashier held the note up to the light and she was checking if it's authentic. Right? I don't know if she was doing this because the boss was here.
I was about to say.
Or if they do this all the time. But this happens. And I was having a discussion with some friends. Like, Mina, I don't go out like to shops much. Mm-hmm. But when I do, I've never had anybody check any of my notes, whether they're authentic. And then the person was like, yeah, but that's because of where you buy.
Mm.
There are places where if you go, like I was shocked. This one time, I went to a KFC in Soweto.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, they had bars in between, like, yeah, bro. I was like, what's going on here now? Like,
yes,
they literally had bars between the cashier,
yes,
and the people they were buying.
Not just his pause.
Yay, I couldn't believe it. I was like, what's going on now? Obviously, it's because of where you are. It's Yakalada,
yes,
right? Do you get offended? If I came to you and I started authenticating the veracity and the authenticity of your money, would you get offended?
As you say, I think it depends where you are buying. If I'm in that particular space, I sort of would expect that. The only time I am offended is when you walk out of a store and they are busy there checking the stuff and you... Joe, you saw me. I just paid. What are you doing? Or even when you're about to walk out, or as you're walking around the store and you can spot this person is busy following you around the store.
Mm.
Like, Joe, can I just walk out? Yeah, clearly, you don't need my money.
Oh, boy, do you get offended?
Well, it depends on where you are. Taxi ranks, Soweto, I don't mind whether it's a tuck shop or, you know. But when it comes to maybe at, you know, a very upmarket sort of area, I would get offended because I think that it's based on race.
Do I look like a cleaner?
Yeah, I look like maybe I can't afford it. But generally it depends on where I am and I wouldn't get offended if I'm in an area where I can see good.
So you're telling me that you're okay with classism, but racism you're not okay with?
No, not classism. It's not classism.
No, I'm joking.
Leave him. If I'm in the township, it's not classism. We know.
We're all in the same boat.
You know, I grew up there, so I know very well what
to expect. Okay.
I always just assume the person is new because most people, when they've worked and they've done the whole checking thing, they become really like, you know?
Yeah,
so, you know, people that usually are very, you know, let me do my job. So most of the time they're new, 6 months in. Even, for example, sometimes you're passing a gate that you frequent,
mm-hmm,
and the person now, you forgot your card the one time, they want to really get all your details. I'm like, are you new, right? You new. It's usually like people that are just new to the job. That's how I see it. So I don't take offense to it.
Does it not depend on the policy of the store?
I was just about to say. So when you cash up, right, if your cash register is short, you know who pays for that?
It's you.
The person who's manning the till.
Yes.
They also check just like, it's not like they're really, really checking 100%, some of them.
Well,
just
but you got to look,
policy,
Jay.
The box.
You got to at least... So there's certain telltale signs, right? Now, it's not 100% foolproof, but at least just look at the money and be like, okay, sharp.
This is money.
I wasn't handed over like a piece of paper.
Hey, because if it's funny money, I mean funny money. But this looks like funny money.
So let us know. Do you feel offended if somebody were to maybe check your bag, for example, after buying at a store? If they look at your money and just give it a second glance, would you feel offended by that?
Good morning, guys. Thank you for a beautiful show. I really hate it when people check the slip or the things that I've bought. And predominantly it happens like in black neighborhoods, townships. And my gas, that's when they check. I've never been checked at a Centen, at a Rosebank, at a Four Ways. So now what I do, I channel my inner Sizwe Loom and I refuse. So now they just let me go.
I didn't say I refuse. I'm just saying it just doesn't happen to me. Also, Pella, you got to be cooperative, right? Because people are just doing their jobs. And they wouldn't do this if it didn't happen often. So they often get scammed, obviously. So that's why they need to check.
It says Sizwe's. I don't get offended. As long as there's consistency, as long as you did it to the person in front of me and you're going to do it to the person behind me, whether Sise Diamond Walk or Sise Kylie, it doesn't really matter. As long as there's consistency, then I wouldn't get offended.
Now, that's a very good point. If you're just checking Odaki Pela and then Abanya Majlisa, big problem that. There again, now we need to have words. But if Ngambela Ngambela, you're checking everybody. Aige, akunking.
Oh my gosh, I hate it so much when you're in the retail stores and then bacheka is plastic. The worst of it, the other day I went into Skins and I was looking for a specific perfume and I knew the price was going to be a certain price. Oh my God, did the guy there not give me attitude because I wasn't wearing designer clothes? I was just like, hi, wena. Because I'm going to buy this perfume at 6,000. And I hate it so much, especially like your retail people. I'm just like, why do they do that? Like, why do they give us that classism based off of what we're wearing or the type of store we're in? Mm. I hate it so much. It's so crazy. And to tell you, I'll never go back to that Skins again. Like, wow.
Do you remember the story of Oprah in France?
Mm-hmm.
Long ago, like maybe 15 years ago,
yeah,
Oprah was in France and she wanted to go shopping for like a designer bag.
Mm-hmm.
And she walked in. Now, Shame, if you've seen Oprah, Oprah, when she's not on TV, looks like Uma Manje.
Yeah,
right?
It's a regular woman.
So she walked in, I guess, looking disheveled by Oprah standards. Then this lady was like, ah, dude. She was asking for their bag. They're like, nah, that bag is $180,000. Can you show you anything else?
Pretty woman vibes. Pretty woman vibes.
Oh, boy.
No, but that is actually quite annoying. When you say, do you have this in a size whatever? And umuntu kutshela price. That's not what I asked you.
But also, can you imagine how many people come there to window shop? Especially that's now not, with my influencer.
But it's your job,
though. What are we doing here? You're wasting time.
I agree, Mpo. The minute I walk in, especially Joburg, oh my word. The minute I walk in and there's a lady just huffing and puffing behind me, I walk out. I literally walk out because what is this?
For me, I don't care, man. They can check the money. It's fine, whatever. When people pat you down to, you know, they only do this to wake us, you know. They pat you down. And I'm like, no, man, come on. I don't look like a para. But, yeah, you know, it is what it is. I just don't like handling me now, taunting to my chocolate or my sweet.
If you get offended by any of those things, it's purely because of low self-esteem. That's it. I mean, ideally, we should be checked everywhere. So if you're going to accept other places not checking and get offended by other places checking, that's just low self-esteem. And you know the money's authentic. You're buying whatever you're buying. You get out and go. Carry on with your life. That's it. There's no need to be hurt, catch feelings over, check. And I say this, it happens a lot. Because I carry a lot of cash. I remember when I went to buy my wife a ring, I had like a stash of cash. And, you know, getting into the ring shop and you're carrying a firearm. So now everything just looks dodgy. But, not even a taxi owner, so I'm not offended. So they're asking their social funds and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm a taxi boss. I'm a taxi owner. Okay, makes sense. Shop.
That's funny. So, yes, money, they've got every right to check. But nobody's got a right to put their hands on you, by the way, and search you. You can just say no. Nobody's got a right to do that.
Sure, I have received this bad service at Kayala Bishisa Nyam. The waitress before she assisted us or helped us. Uzipeke from phansi to phezulu. Wabheka ukuthi hayi laba abanamali angeke bangithiphe. As a result, we got the most appalling service ekhaya lamashisa nyama because of classism. Bayakubuka ukuthi ha wena uzothipha or angeke uthiphe.
Hey, clubbing, if I don't come around, hello, clubbing. The big ballers get all the attention.
I never used to like this thing of checking the slip until one time I went to this other store and the cashier charged me double for one item. And the security guard at the door was like, but then where is the other item? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, no, they charged you double for this and that. I went back fast. I had to go get my credit. So now I really don't mind it. Check the slip because sometimes I don't check it. At least they are the second control for me.
So me, Nage, I'm a handyman. I love fixing things. I'm always fixing something. So I'm always at the hardware store. And I'm telling you, at hardware stores... Hey, can you guys hear me now? I don't know what happened. For some reason... Yeah. Well, I'm hoping you can still hear me.
Sanbonani ekuseni. Oh, what a topic. Hey, Tinage, ngoba phela sithanda... I'm a sailing, nezinto amanana phansi. Sihamba komaraba start nako small streets. Yazi nje ukuthi kuyachekwa nje lapho kuyachekwa sesu siya understand. Kodwa wena Sandton City angexpectile ukuthi ngichekwe. So ngize ngize ijoke arrived at these stores mase bemile bese ngivula isikhwama ngithi hayi namhlanje angitshontshanga ngibe ngivula ngibanikeza but hey kunjalo.
Yeah, well. Like I said, I'm not sure if you guys can still hear me. Something just went offline here in studio. But if you can, we're having a discussion about whether or not you get offended if people want to check either your bag when you're leaving a store or want to check the money you paid with.
Yes, I get offended. I'm from Alex. And Alex Mon, you go to Pick and Pay. You buy when Zan Pick and Pay. You come out. Nobody checks those things. And then the same mall, you go to ShopRite. There's 2-3 ama securities lapana, they wanna check the skip but funu check up on plastic nan. So I don't know, mean I get offended. Like why Epic and Pay they trust us maralabang as team. I don't know, mean I just get offended, man.
No, I hear you. But that's a good way for us to then wrap it up. Thank you very much for your calls.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on Kaya 959.co.za.